today, the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institute released a paper that looks at something called innovation districts. They're hubs of innovation in the midst of our nation's cities. South Lake Union is one of the places the report highlights as a center of innovation, which begs the question, what does that mean exactly? I turn to Bruce Katz, the vice president of the Brookings Institute, for answers.
What we're witnessing are relatively small geographic areas, particularly in the downtowns and midtowns of cities, where we have an intense concentration, leading-edge companies, advanced research institutions, startups and spinoffs, and business incubators, all in a place that's accessible by transit and offers housing, office, retail, various amenities. It's what cities are, really. I mean, it's just a mashup of economy, place, and networking. And when you put all these ingredients together right, you create jobs and you really begin to set an engine for growth.
And what you're talking about is concentrations of these areas in urban cores as opposed to something like Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I think when we thought about the geography of innovation even 15, 10 years ago, we thought about places along suburban corridors or in science parks, Silicon Valley, Research Triangle Park, where companies would go and invent in secret and in closed corporate campuses that really were only accessible by auto. What we're seeing is a collapse back into the urban core of many of our innovative companies and talented workers, because the whole nature of innovation is changing in the United States.
What is making the rise of the innovation district possible in the first place?
It's really the shift from a closed innovation economy to an open innovation economy, where new discoveries for the market, whether they're products or services, happen when companies work with networks of other companies or workers work with other workers. Again, I think we've disrupted the old model, which really came out of the Cold War of keep your secret secret. I think what we're seeing, particularly in places like Seattle, is a mashup of clusters and companies. The tech economy is permeating all other sectors of the economy, whether it's healthcare, education, finance, media, fashion, retail. And, you know, when you have an open innovation economy, when you have a convergence economy, what you want is proximity and density. You want to be closer to other companies, closer to other workers.
I'm speaking with Bruce Katz, who's vice president of the Brookings Institute. Now, it makes a lot of sense looking at what has happened in the South Lake Union neighborhood of Seattle for the companies to be in close proximity, to not silo themselves off from one another, to coordinate, to communicate. But if we don't work in those companies, what do we get? What do we have to gain?
Well, I think you gain a lot, because when your innovation economy is growing, you're creating more and more jobs. You're creating jobs in companies that support innovative firms, whether it's legal, accounting, marketing, advertising, and then you're supporting jobs in the consumption economy, housing, retail, the growth of amenity-oriented companies. So, you know, we're still in an economy in the United States which needs to grow jobs and needs to grow better jobs to crack at poverty, to give people decent wages, decent benefits. That's been a huge issue in Seattle, obviously.
Yeah.
So innovative economy. When it's working, it really has very beneficial effects for the city, but also a broad segment of your citizenry.
So it's a development igniter. In other words, in addition to developing ideas, it's also stimulating economic development.
Yeah, and all you have to do is go to another city which doesn't have the incredible assets that you have. They're struggling right now. They're particularly struggling because the national government has basically left the building.
Now, your report points specifically to South Lake Union here in Seattle as the innovation district in a neighborhood that's seen the biggest transition in the country. I'm not sure if I'm paraphrasing you exactly or not, but
no,
that's something that everybody has seen who lives in this region. But how does it compare to some of what's happening in Raleigh-Durham and San Francisco, in Boston, and some of the other cities that you cite?
Well, I think what's remarkable about South Lake Union is just the speed and the scale of the transformation in such a short period of time. I remember visiting Seattle around the time of your referendum to make South Lake Union into a public park, and that was only 20 years ago, and it was sort of a rundown, low-rise warehouse district, essentially. And now you go there today, it's been physically transformed. It's been economically transformed. You've got a streetcar. You've obviously dealt with the Mercer mess. Remember the congestion?
Well, we hope we've dealt with it. We're not sure yet.
Well, you're making progress. And so this is what cities need. I mean, we're in a fiercely competitive global environment, fiercely competitive. And unlike a lot of other cities around the world, we don't have the backstop of a national government that's really working hand in glove with our cities. So cities are almost on their own, and they've got to leverage their distinctive assets, which you have many of, and I think that's what you're doing in this relatively small geography.
Now, Bruce Katz, a lot of people are maybe nodding their heads, but I bet that there are at least a few dozen who are saying, hey, what has happened? What Vulcan Real Estate, which is the holder of a lot of the property, what they've done is ruined our neighborhood. They've mowed down iconic historic buildings. They've mowed down low-income housing. They've made something that looks, you know, homogeneous and beige, and they've engineered something in place of what was there. So a question I have is, what are we losing in gaining this development?
Well, again, having been to South Lake Union in the past and knowing what it looked like and the role it served in the broader city, I would say the benefits, you know, far outweigh the drawbacks here. And I think Vulcan and others have been sensitive to the need for affordable housing and for a mix of services within the community. My sense is they wouldn't have been able to achieve what they've achieved, frankly, if there wasn't a level of community participation. Nothing is ever perfect, right, in city building, particularly during this volatile, disruptive period. When you succeed and prosper as a city, you tend to have effects on the price of renting or the price of owning. This is, again, I think we're seeing a sea change, both in how innovation happens, new products, new services, but also how we build communities in the United States. We have been the land of sprawl since the end of World War II. And the growth of places like Seattle is the fastest growing city in the last year. This is a sign that something dramatic and structural is at play in our country. It's not enough just to create jobs or even better jobs. It's really critical to upgrade the education and skills of workers, particularly young residents, so that they can participate in this economy. And I think the city level is that is where that happens. We talk about it at the national level. We do it in cities.
Bruce Katz is vice president of the Brookings Institute, a nonprofit public policy and research organization. A new report from Brookings highlights the South Lake Union area as a center for innovation. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.